Today we're building a Dub Siren Riser in Ableton Live 12 that feels warm, gritty, a little unstable and properly old school. Not glossy, not EDM clean, not overcooked. We want that jungle and early DNB energy, where the sound feels like it came off a battered tape reel, then got thrown into a sound system session. A Dub Siren is such a killer tool in jungle because it instantly brings reggae and dub DNA into the track, but it still cuts through heavy breaks and sub pressure. So the goal here is a short, sequenced phrase that feels like a signal, not a melody lead. Think tension, call and response, and movement. We're aiming for something that can work as a pre-drop riser, a reload cue, or a transition between drum sections. Let's start by choosing the instrument source. In Live 12, Waveatable is a great choice, and Operator also works really well if you want a simpler starting point. I'll talk through Waveatable first. Create a new MIDI track and load Waveatable. For the source, keep it simple. Use a square wave or a saw wave on oscillator 1. You can leave oscillator 2 off, or bring in a very low sine if you want a little extra body underneath. Set the synth to mono, because dub sirens usually work better as a single voice. Then add glide or portamento. Somewhere around 40 to 120 milliseconds is a good range. If you want it to feel a bit more rubbery and sloppy in a good way, stretch that glide slightly longer. If you prefer operator, keep that equally simple. Use a sine or triangle as the core tone, and if you want a little extra attitude, add mild FM or a second operator at a low level. Don't get too fancy yet. The character will come from the phrasing and processing. Now program the MIDI. This is where a lot of people overdo it. A Dub Siren works best as a small motif that repeats with slight variation. Keep it to 3, 4, maybe 5 notes max. Use a minor scale or something modal like Phrygian if you want it darker. For example, in a minor, you could use A, C, E, G, and then maybe finish on A again. If you want more tension, bring in the flattened second for that eerie jungle pull. For the phrase itself, think in 1-bar or 2-bar loops. A really effective pattern might be a short note, a rest, a higher note, another rest, then a longer note at the end. Leave space between hits so it feels like a call. You do not want a continuous pad. You want a signal that breathes. In DNB, that space matters because the breakbeats, ghost notes, and bass already have so much motion. If the siren gets too busy, it starts fighting the arrangement instead of helping it. Next, shape the envelope so the sound has that sharp dub call attitude. You want a fast attack, a controlled decay, and enough sustain to keep the phrase alive. In Waveatable, keep the attack basically at 0, maybe up to 5 milliseconds. Set the decay somewhere around 200 to 500 milliseconds, with sustain around 60 to 80%. Release can sit around 150 to 400 milliseconds. That gives you a firm front edge without making it clicky or too polite. Then move to the filter. A low-pass filter works beautifully here. Set the cutoff somewhere in the mid-range, maybe around 1.5 to 4 kHz, depending on how bright the source is. Add a moderate amount of resonance, but don't go too far or it'll get harsh fast. The important part is that the filter should feel like it's opening and closing over time. That motion is a big part of the siren identity. If it just sits there, it sounds more like a static synth line than a dub signal. Now bring in LFO movement. This is where the siren becomes obvious. Assign an LFO to pitch, filter cutoff, and if you want, Waveatable position too. Keep the pitch modulation subtle. We're talking tiny movement, maybe 10 to 20 cents. The filter can move more obviously. Try syncing the LFO to 1/8, 1/4, or even a dotted value like 3/16 if you want a lurching, slightly drunk feel. A triangle or sine shape usually sounds smooth and musical. If it starts sounding cheesy, reduce the depth before you do anything else. Too much pitch wobble can turn a cool siren into a cartoon. At this point, the core sound is there, but it still needs the warm tape style grit. So now we process it with stock Ableton devices. A very solid chain would be saturator, echo, maybe chorus ensemble or phaser flanger, if used lightly, then auto filter, and optionally a touch of redux if you want extra grime. Start with saturator. Put it early in the chain and add a few decibels of drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB. Turn soft clip on. That will thicken the harmonics and make the siren feel a bit more urgent and worn in. You do not want to crush it flat. Just enough saturation to feel warm and a little pushed. Then use echo instead of a pristine delay. That matters a lot for this style. Set the time to something like 1/8 dotted or 1/4, with feedback around 25 to 45%. Roll off some highs and lows inside the delay so it sits like a dub echo rather than a clean digital repeat. Add just a touch of modulation and wobble. The point is to make the repeat feel unstable and characterful, not hi-fi and shiny. In jungle, this kind of delay can become part of the atmosphere around the drums. If you want a more smeared tape feel, add a little chorus ensemble or facer flanger, but keep it subtle. Low amount, slow rate, maybe 5 to 20% wet at most. This can create that warped speaker image without making the sound too wide or seasick. Redux is optional, but if you use it, be careful. A tiny bit of downsampling or bit reduction can add nice grime. But this is one of those devices that can wreck the vibe if you overdo it. Subtle is the word. Then finish with auto filter. Use a low pass 24 mode and automate the cutoff over the build. This is one of the easiest ways to make the riser evolve. Start filtered and narrow, then open it up across one or two bars. Add moderate resonance so the sweep has a bit of bite. You can also add a small amount of drive if the filter needs more edge. To get that warm tape style instability, think about imperfection. One way is subtle pitch drift. You can do this with a very gentle LFO on pitch or with fine pitch automation. Another way is micro timing looseness. Don't make every MIDI note land perfectly on the grid. Nudge a few notes a little late, or let the last note hang behind the beat. That tiny looseness can make the phrase feel like it was played on a real dub system, not programmed by a robot. And if you really want the old school feel, print it to audio. Freeze and flatten it, or resample it. Once it's audio, bring it back in and process it again. Warp it if needed. Use Complex Pro or Beats depending on the material, and then add a little more saturation, maybe a touch of filtering, maybe a bit of vinyl style degradation if it helps the vibe. Resampling often makes the siren sit better in a jungle arrangement, because the imperfections become part of the performance. Now let's automate the riser itself. A dub siren used as a transition tool should evolve. Over one or two bars, automate the filter cutoff opening up. Increase the delay feedback a little near the end. Maybe make the reverb size grow subtly if you're using reverb. And if the arrangement needs more lift, raise the pitch a semitone or even a whole tone. You can also increase the saturation dry slash wet or drive slightly to make it feel denser as it approaches the drop. A really effective structure is this. In the first bar, keep the siren relatively filtered and contained. In the second bar, open the cutoff more, let the delay get a bit more active, and bring the level up slightly. Then on the last eighth note, cut it hard or automate a tight dip so the transition leaves space for the snare pickup and the drop. That little stop is huge indeed, NB. It makes the drum hit feel bigger because the ear gets that momentary vacuum. In the arrangement, place the siren where it has a job. Put it in the last one or two bars before the drop. Or use it under a stripped-down breakdown with atmosphere and no bass. Or use a short stab as a reload cue before a switch-up. You can even use it low in the mix underneath intro drums, filtered and delayed, just as a tension layer. Just be careful not to clash with the break. If your drums are busy, you may want to high-pass the siren around 120 to 200 Hz. If it's fighting the snare, notch some of the harsh upper mids, maybe around 2.5 to 5 kHz. The goal is to keep the siren in the right lane. The snare is usually the real announcement in jungle, so if the siren masks that, you lose impact. A few common mistakes to watch for. First, making it too clean. If it sounds like a modern EDM lead, it's lost the jungle vibe. Second, overusing reverb. Big glossy reverb can smear the groove, so use echo for dub character and keep reverb controlled. Third, playing too many notes. A siren needs space. Fourth, using too much pitch modulation. That can get cartoonish fast. And fifth, ignoring the context of the arrangement. A great siren can still fail if it fights the vocal sample, respace, or drum edits. If you want to go a level deeper, try layering. Build one layer for body, maybe a sine or triangle that's low-passed and lightly saturated, and another layer for bite, maybe a square or saw that's band-passed and lower in the mix. Offset them a little in time or detune them slightly, and suddenly it starts to feel like a rough-stacked speaker system. You can also do call-and-response phrasing, where the siren answers itself. One phrase can rise quickly, the next can reply lower or longer, and the next can come back with more delay or an octave lift. That kind of phrasing feels very sound system-like and keeps the idea from looping too predictably. Here's a strong practice exercise. Build a two-bar dub siren riser at 170 BPM in D minor. Keep it to four notes or fewer. Start with wavitable. Create a sparse motif. Add saturator, echo, and auto filter. Then automate the filter opening, delay feedback, and output lift. Print it to audio, then reprocess the bounced version with a little extra grit. If you want to push yourself, make one version that's cleaner and another that's more degraded and tape-worn, then compare which one hits harder against the drums and sub. So to recap, the recipe is simple but powerful. Use a mono synth source. Keep the MIDI phrase sparse. Use glide, filter movement, and subtle LFO motion. Add warmth with saturator and dub-style echo. Introduce instability through tiny pitch drift, timing looseness, and resampling. Then place the siren in the arrangement as a tension tool, not a lead melody. That's how you get a dub siren that feels warm, gritty, and properly old school, like it belongs in a jungle tape edit or a smoked out DNB reload. Keep it raw, keep it rhythmic, and let the system do the talking.